The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And it's the idea that to live an adventuresome life is really an attitude.
Next, Women of Faith speaker Lucy Swindle leads us on a quest to find joy in all the right places.
And we always think if people really knew me, they wouldn't like me. And the truth is, if they know you, they'll like you better because you're just like them. It set me free to be who I really am.
Doing life differently. Next.
Thank all of you. You're great. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have one of the women of faith. And I mean, she can handle it. She's ready. Lucy Swindoll is here. I'm glancing down at the title of one of many really inspirational books. But this one's called Doing Life Differently. I really couldn't imagine Lucy doing life any other way than differently. I mean, you talk about the original nonconformist, that would surely be a picture of Lucy, because she's not going to just get in line with what everybody says because she's experiencing life. The subheading, The Art of Living with Imagination, and I can certainly understand how she would do that. We're thrilled to have Lucy Swindoll back with us on Life Today. Would you give her a real good welcome? Lucy, good to see you.
Thank you.
Don't you just kind of miss not having all of your associates around?
I do miss them. I just hardly know what to say, but I'll think of some.
Well, you know, they called before you got here and wanted to be sure that you didn't say too much about them. They were a little concerned.
And you let me
they
on here anyway?
They wanted me to keep you in check, you know, if you...
Yeah, I know that group. They probably did. I'm thrilled to be here. I really am. They wanted to come with me, but I told them they couldn't.
That's why they called.
Yeah.
How are the conferences going?
Well, really well.
And you're actually doing a divide now. You've got the East and West. You're finding that's a good idea? I mean, the way you did it.
I think it's a wonderful idea. Uh-huh. It's new. I miss my buddies because, you know, they knew where the bodies were buried, and so I like to check with them when anything happens. But we're able to have 30 conferences a year with doing conferences the same weekend, and we're off in the summer, which enables us to have a life. So.
Well, you really need that. I'm telling you,
one
of the biggest mistakes I made in my 600 citywide crusade ministry was too many of them. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? I went 8 days at a time, speaking 5 and 6 times a day, at least 5 of the 8 days.
8 days a week?
Yes, mm-hmm. 8 days.
That's hard
Sunday,
in 7 days.
Sunday to Sunday. Sunday to Sunday. Oh. Yeah. We started on Sunday to Sunday.
Were you married to him? Well, it was rough. It was terrible.
I mean, it wasn't wise. People all said, you have to come. You got to come to our city. Our whole city's going to hell if you don't get here. You know how the church doesn't put much pressure on you. You know, if you don't get here, we're going to hell in a handbasket, so here we have to come. Uh-huh. But really, I started so young, I didn't have a lot of wisdom. And I really experienced burnout. And it nearly destroyed my life. And thank God for the miracle of really freedom and deliverance and fullness and a little sanity that comes with fullness and freedom.
I know, it comes with age,
with maturity.
I know.
Yeah, it gets there. I'm glad that you've got the break time during the summer.
I am, too. I think it's
great. Tell me about this book.
Well, the book is sort of an addition to a book I'd written earlier called I Married Adventure, Looking at Life Through the Lens of Possibility. So in many ways, this is sort of an enhancement of that book with additional chapters added. And it's the idea that to live an adventuresome life is really an attitude. It's not jumping off the Empire State Building or doing something stupid. It's just living your life fully every minute, looking for the joy and the fun and the pleasure that life gives you simply because you can breathe, you're alive, and you have the opportunity to live and move and share and love and be involved with life. So the whole book has to do with doing that in the arts, in your faith, with your friends, with your family, as you travel, and I tried to cover most of the things that each of us does at some time in life. And so in places in there, you can keep your own little journal. There's a spot for journaling. And some of my artwork is in there, and that was fun. So it's just sort of a picture of me, and it's a good doorstop.
Everything you doorstop.
You know, if you run out of doorstops.
Everything you do is inspirational. I have.
Thank you.
I have been watching, I think with interest, what I believe is an awakening of the church to stop just going to the church and really become the church. And I think I've found that a lot of people have been held captive by religious boundaries and limitations. And I've heard you reference, and I think you do it so effectively, a legalism that a lot of religious people find themselves not only caught up in, but trapped by and held captive in it. Address that some, because I don't think God wants us to live in that kind of confinement. I don't hear that as life with imagination. I don't hear it as the abundant life that Jesus came to offer. I find it some kind of a stagnant religious life that has no imagination. Doesn't even look like life. It looks like death warmed over, propped up in the pews, and it's troubling to me.
I totally agree, and I think the truth is that legalism is the worst thing that ever happened to the church, because I spent a number of years being in a legalistic denomination that caused me to have to behave and look the right way and dress the right way and never miss Sunday school, or I would be condemned in one way or another. But when I realized that God deals in grace, He loves me simply because He loves me. He loves each of us because He cannot help Himself. It's who He is. And in so doing, it set me free to be who I really am. And when I learned that it's all grace, and by grace alone, I could live my own way. I didn't have to be Chuck, my brother. I didn't have to be my older brother. I could be me, and that it was okay to be me. I used to try to be Chuck, and somebody said, why are you doing that? And I said, well, everybody loves him, and he's just so marvelous. But I was worn out because I wasn't me. Yeah. And finally, the Lord just said to me, just be you, Lucy. And I thought, oh, gosh, no telling where this will lead. But He said, just be you. Just talk to people like you're visiting with them in your living room. And I remember about 8 years later, a woman came up to me, and she said, I so love today. It was like I was sitting with you in your living room, and we were just chatting. And so I think when we're ourselves, we can be genuine. And the truth is, when my feeling is when God redeems us through His Son, He justifies us. He makes us righteous even though we're still sinners. And so, you know, what we are will never change, but who we are will never stop changing. And that's when He brings us to maturity. Those difficult lessons and things that we go through, that He takes us through so that He can grow us up.
Don't you think that we put the stops on and limits on our own life as Christians a lot of times because we think that if people saw who we thought we were, they wouldn't like us. So when we put all the pretending on. Because I was like you in so many ways. I wanted to make sure I could check every little box on that envelope that I filled out every Sunday at church. Perfect attendance, read my Bible every day, studied my lesson, you know, all those little things. But I wasn't happy inside.
Well, yes, and we always think if people really knew me, they wouldn't like me. And the truth is, if they know you, they'll like you better because you're just like them. And we're only open, you know, we want to tell somebody our hurts or our problems, but we're only open to the degree we are received. The minute we are being judged, we shut up because we don't want somebody to judge us. And God doesn't. He loves us. He receives us. And so that's really our story at Women of Faith, to talk about the grace of God and the change that it can make in a life that already belongs to the Lord, but is bound by this religion. Mm-hmm. I mean, religion is a horrible thing, but a relationship is everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have substituted relationship for a religious affiliation or association or even a membership, and it's really costing us life. I mean, religion, I really believe one of the ugliest things on planet Earth is what I call rotten, godless religion that really destroys any possibility of a true expression of meaningful life. And that really is what it does. Jesus said that you are like the ones Isaiah talked about. You honor me with your lips and you do service with your mouths, but your hearts are far from me. A friend of mine, Jim Hilton, put it this way when he's talking about the kingdom of God. He said it's more like churches have become great orphanages, and the pastors are the keeper of the orphans. And the orphans are never able to be secure and never able to live at peace because it's a life of uncertainty. It's a lack, mm-hmm. with a life without trust and without a family. And, you know, even in churches where you have membership, oftentimes you don't have a family relationship. Mm-hmm. It's more like you felt judged all the time. And Betty felt, you know, I'm not measuring up. Rule keeping. Jesus said, unless your righteousness, now think about this, exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. As far as religion goes, you can't keep the letter more perfectly. And yet they were some of the most mean-spirited people on planet Earth. And Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds those, which means it's more than rule keeping.
Oh, yeah.
It's a righteousness, what you just said, it's something growing in us, this true grace. If you've really experienced this grace, this forgiveness, that grace that works, not works, but grace works in us.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you said a moment ago, you keep changing the who, him in you,
that's
keeps
right.
changing the who we are. We keep growing. Here, I'm Betty and I, we've been married 48 years, so we're up in years, okay? We didn't get married in elementary school. We got married young, but we've been married a long time. So we're up in years, but we are continually changing. I just keep being open to God to do something mm-hmm. because I'm excited about the changes He
right,
makes.
Right.
They're meaningful. They're positive.
Well, I always think of this verse in 1 Timothy where it says, God has given us richly all things to enjoy. Mm-hmm. He didn't say richly all things to accumulate, all things to achieve, or as most Christians talk who are in a legalistic church, all things to correct. He gave us all things to enjoy, to just laugh
and I do.
At that.
Excuse me.
And I do too. I do too.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to convey with the way I live and in Women of Faith and with my life because I think the people who are caught in legalism and don't know it are miserable and don't know why.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they've missed grace. You know, Christ was born under the law, lived under the law, died under the law, was raised under the law. He's now seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. That's grace. We didn't deserve it, but He just gives it. So I think, give it. I'm ready. And I want to encourage people
sure.
to get out of that bondage because that's a sinking ship.
Doesn't it break your heart when you look at people who with great dedication, determination, or whatever, they show up at the meeting house and yet there's no appearance of joy.
Right.
There's no life there. And many of the women who come to the Women of Faith conferences, they're really coming to see faith that works mm-hmm. and grace that works. And they get excited when they hear women who've been on difficult journeys, who have had battles with disease and sometimes divorce and sometimes other issues and death in their family with people they love and who have had challenges and who have failed and who open up and say, here is who I am. Mm-hmm. Here is who He is and able and anxious to be in us. And it's just like it energizes. Am I right about that?
You are.
And you find yourself, this is the way they ought mm-hmm. to be able to go anywhere in a church and find life like this.
Right. You are right about that. And I think the most frequently said comment is, I love it here because it's real. Mm-hmm. You are real. You get up. You're not afraid to say what went wrong and what you felt and how hard it was because then I can identify. And we just simply tell our stories and how God met us in those stories. And I think if we're honest and open, then it helps other people, as you said, to be honest and open.
Well, it feels so good.
It
I know the freedom that God has brought in our lives. It feels so good not to get up trying to fulfill all the expectations
yeah.
that have been put on us. But it's free to be who God created
yes.
us to be.
And I don't want to. I don't want to get up and say something like, you know, I'm dressed this way or I act this way because this is what I know God wanted me to do. I think people should, if they want to go to church with a beanie on their head, I mean, where are the beanies anyway? I think that's a great idea. But I just think, just be you. Be yourself. Then you know what you're getting. You know what you're talking about.
We really so often build bondage. We build a prison.
We do.
You know, one of the things our viewers say, Lucy, and I think probably all the women of faith have been here, and God knows we've just had this whole...
Yes, it's hilarious.
Yeah, this whole platform covered. It is a hoot. But they've said that they and you all enjoy being with us because you sense a genuineness. You know, it's obvious I'm a mess, and you'll pray for Betty. God bless Betty, has to be with him.
She keeps you sane.
She absolutely does. And see, everybody says, you know what, they're vulnerable, they're honest, they don't pretend to be strong when they're weak, they just bare their soul, and people like that. I think that's what you're talking about. People want to get around people who'll be honest, who'll be like family, like children. This is who we are. We need God's help, but we need one another's help.
Don't you want to be with people who are real?
Absolutely.
Because then it means you can be real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to fake it. You don't have to be something you're not. We can relax. Otherwise, we just get home and we're worn out and we think, gosh, they were so hard to be with because they expected something that I'm not. But I'm too old to do that anymore. You know, I'm about to turn 110, and so, shoot. Just be you, Lucy. Just be you.
Your Betty's not that comfortable, Les, talking about how... I can tell her how old I
you
am.
You are.
That's correct. And then when I follow and say, but Betty is just a month younger. That just really
but
does...
But is she really?
But she is, really.
She looks considerably younger than me.
She looks much younger than me. That's why I tell people. I'm trying to let you know I'm not nearly as old as I look.
Well, you and I wear our hair alike. See? Mine's just a little bit more spiked.
We have this color put on.
Yes. This is not my real color. My real color is red.
Oh, here's the book. Lucy, tell us if everybody wants to know how they can not only go to the bookstores, but they want to go online, find
sure.
you, but find out about the Women of Faith. What's the website? Best
you
place
go,
to go.
womenoffaith.com, and you can see where the conferences are, the dates, all of that, who is in the lineup, where the events are, all sorts of other information.
Do you have a separate website in case they want to get some really good stuff?
I don't. I was thinking about it, but some people told me not to do it. I said, okay. So just go to Women of Faith. You can see all you want to know about me and everybody else.
Would you say thanks to Lucy Swindoll? I mean, she's here representing Faith and, of course, the Women of Faith. There's the website on the screen and the book, Doing Life Differently. It's really, if you do it His way, Jesus' way, it'll be abundant life, and it'll be different from what most people reveal because it is real life. And you know, we really have fun, Lucy, giving life, sharing life.
Oh, yeah.
We believe life is a river.
I love being on this show because...
Let it flow.
You're both idiots. I mean, you both are. You are both so wonderful. I love that.
Well, don't you like the fact, because I know the neat thing is you have all supported us in what we're doing. Don't you like the fact that we join with viewers and don't just talk about life and love, but we demonstrate it?
Yes, absolutely. You live what you say, or I wouldn't be here, because that's what I want to do.
Well, we're going to ask our viewers to join us in something they've been excited about, and that's giving shoes and smiles for Christmas. I want you to watch this close. I think you're going to be blessed. Watch.
We provide food, we provide shelter, we're doing all of these things, water, that are really matters of life and death for children, and yet at times it's also nice just to do something out of the ordinary, just to do something that's a little extraordinary, and to be able to give children something like a pair of shoes. And the Shoes for Life program is not just providing shoes for children like these precious children here in Africa. It's providing shoes for children all over the world. Children who desperately need shoes. So please, I want to ask you to give these children and children all around the world a special gift. A gift that is a luxury. not to you and I, but a luxury to these precious little children, the gift of a pair of shoes, and put a smile on a child's face.
Thank you, James and Betty. Well, you need to hear that to you. That's a thank you to you. And you know, Betty, as I was watching the children there, and I saw two little girls with Isaac Pretorius, one of our lead missionaries on the continent of Africa, walking with two little girls. I guess they were sisters, but they were dressed almost identically. You can see them. And I then looked at the other children there. And these were children, obviously, that had been in the feeding programs, that had been cared for, likely had a water well drilled nearby. So Isaac is now comfortable talking about doing something that's not just life and death, but something additional, a little gift that's special. But what I was thinking is all those children also had clothes on that were given. And do you know where most of the clothes come from? They come from the European nations because the shipping costs are so much less. We don't even ask you here in North America to give clothes for the children because the shipping costs would make it actually easier just to buy them over there and give them to them. But the European people are giving these children those clothes. But now we never thought about, until a few years ago, we never thought about giving shoes for Christmas. And I think it's exciting.
I think it just brings joy to my heart. You know, I can remember our oldest daughter, she loved her shoes. She used to sleep in her shoes. I used to have to take them off after she'd gone to sleep and put them back on her before she woke
right.
up.
Got
but
up.
You know, I think about these precious children. They've never had their first pair of shoes. And it will mean so much more than they even realize. It will protect their precious little feet from cuts and bruises and disease, James. And they can run, and you saw the little girl dancing around. I mean, it's just so precious. And I can be a part of that, and you can be a part of that. Let's do this for the children. Let's give them some shoes.
And you know, really, it does stop disease. I know, Betty, earlier when we were watching this clip from Africa just now with you, when that toe that was so abscessed and infected, you turned toward me, you turned away, and that's a normal response. But if you turn away and then you don't look back and do something, then you don't get to see what I heard you laughing and smiling about at the end of that clip. And that was when the little girls were happy and when the little child was dancing. You went from, oh no, to, oh, that's wonderful. And what made the wonderful was someone gave them shoes. Would you do the wonderful? Would you express the one whose name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God? Would you express the love and life of Jesus by dialing that number that's always there if you want someone to pray for you because your heart's broken? Always there. Even today, 80% of the calls will be for prayer. I'm asking you to be part of the 20% and even raise the number of calls who will say we're going to give shoes. Could you give 40 children shoes? They cost $3.60 a pair, $3.60 a pair. $36, 10 children, pairs of shoes. 72, 20 children. 144, and I will always ask you, stretch your faith, stretch the love, put arms around as many children as possible. Could you help 40 children? Could you do that? Dial the number. Use your bank card like a check, please. Or go online, lifetoday.org. Would you do that now? We want to get the necessary support to give 200,000 pairs of shoes, 200,000 children. We want to be able to give it to them everywhere it's possible by Christmas. And we got to get it ahead of time so the missionaries can deliver. We're also going to give smiles, surgeries for cleft palate, facial deformity, and give children a smile. Those surgeries cost $500 each. Could you give a surgery? Smiles, could you give two of them? Would you do that? Could you give shoes? Could you do some of both? We're asking you to simply do what God puts in your heart, but do something, because it'll mean so much if it's 10 children and a love gift of $36. It has a big impact. Thank you for making that call. Thank you for your help. We have some gifts that'll bless you, but you're giving a wonderful gift of God's love.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. Life Outreach International has developed a durable all-terrain shoe especially made for the harshest conditions and children of all ages. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world, just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will provide 20 pairs. And a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. In appreciation of your gift, be sure to request the best-selling inspirational devotional by Sarah Young, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries, and you may request the Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, we're real excited about giving the shoes, but we're also excited about Jesus Calling. This is a fantastic devotional book. Betty actually reads one of these every day, 365. Sarah Young, I want to meet her. She's still alive. I understood recently that she's ill right now. I want to meet this beautiful missionary lady. From my understanding of missionary family, she has truly talked to Jesus. And you will be in on those conversations. It is absolutely awesome. We want to send it to you to say thanks. And I want to say thanks to Lucy Swindoll. Her book, Doing Life Differently, is in the bookstores. The Women of Faith conferences, attend them. Would you join us in thanks to Lucy? Lucy, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being
here. You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Tell all the ladies, hello. All right, and the musicians.
I will.
And host the conference. Thank you so much for watching Life Today. Encourage your friends to join.
Tomorrow, a high school football team made up of convicted criminals discovers hope when the opposing team's coach and community express God's love in a unique way. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.